She clattered up the back steps from the kitchen to the second floor. Her feet thumped down the hallway, their noise muffled only slightly by the thick carpet. She turned the knob to her brother's room and slipped inside. "Chad," she whispered. A shapeless form lay sprawled under the bed covers. Setting the lantern down on the floor, she approached his bed on tiptoe. "Chad, wake up!" There was no answer. All Andy could see was her brother's mop of thick black hair peeking out from beneath the covers. She shook what she hoped was his shoulder. "Please, Chad, wake up!"
"Oh, go away,"
Chad muttered. He rolled onto his side and drew the covers over his head. Andy shook him again, harder. "You've got to come out to the barn." Chad pulled the blanket from his head and opened one eye.
"It's the middle of the night."
He burrowed deeper under the coverings. "Go back to bed." "No," Andy replied, near tears. She stood shivering with cold and fear. Her beloved horse lay in the barn, suffering, perhaps even dying. Taffy's foal might be in danger, too. "You've got to take a look at Taffy. She's foaling and..."
"Good for her," Chad mumbled.
"Let her..." A snore told Andy he had fallen back to sleep. Andy took a deep breath. Her brother might react poorly to what she was about to do, but she had no choice. Not if she wanted to save Taffy. She reached out, took Chad's pillow, and gave it a yank. The pillow came readily into her arms. She stumbled backward and fell to the floor with a loud thud. Chad groaned and sat up, fully awake at last. He gave Andy a dangerous look.
"Oh, what time is it?"
1 o'clock, Andy whispered. She slowly rose and gripped the pillow to steady herself for Chad's reaction. Likely he'd yell at her and wake the whole house. Everybody would come running, and Andy would have to explain why she was awake at such an hour. "There's no time to explain," she told herself. "Taffy needs Chad right now." Chad didn't yell. He just stared at her, bleary-eyed. Andy blinked back stinging tears. "Please, Chad, you've got to check on Taffy. She's bad off." Chad ran his fingers through his tousled hair and yawned.
"I've been asleep for an hour."
He squinted at her. "You're covered with hay. Have you been in the barn all this time?" Andy nodded. "I didn't mean to stay out, but I fell asleep. When I woke up, oh, never mind. Just come with me." Chad waved her words away.
"All right, all right. Give me a minute to get dressed."
He fixed Andy with a look that made her gulp.
"If this is a false alarm, little sister, you're going to be very sorry."